American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World, and it's a pleasure to welcome Gerald Tsai. Jerry writes a column at the Wall Street Journal asking very hard questions, and his most recent column about commissions. Once upon a time, there was a Warren Commission. I was too young to follow the details, but ever since, all these decades later, it's critical reading to understand what happened to America during the assassination of our president. Once upon a time, there was a 9/11 commission about the attack on New York and Washington, and it's also critical to reflect what we knew then, what we know now, and what we still want to know. Jerry's asking the question about a January 6th commission, which is pending in Congress, and he asks the excellent question, what if we don't have one? Jerry, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. It's a very good question. What if we don't have one? What would life be like without the Warren Commission or the 9/11 Commission? Good evening to you, Jerry.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And your concern is it's not going to happen. But let's presume what we're missing if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Will this settle things? Will this make people easier about those events or the possibility of those events again if we don't talk about it?
Well, I think there are two problems if there's not a commission. The first is what the political system will have illustrated to the country, which is that it can't put aside partisanship, that there's no trust between the two parties sufficient to allow a really nonpartisan and independent inquiry to go forward to get to the bottom of things. And that models the kind of behavior for the country that probably produced January 6th in the first place. So that's problem number one. I think problem number two is, and this is where I think the historical analogies are important, the various theories about what did and didn't happen and conspiracy theories attached to those theories can proliferate. And I think one of the lessons of the Warren Commission in particular, but also the 9/11 Commission, was that it provides an independent narrative that answers the questions of what happened and why that the country can unite behind. And in the case of the Warren Commission, after the Kennedy assassination in particular, there were a lot of conspiracy theories. They weren't all laid to rest by the Warren Commission, but they were certainly eased. And in particular, the most important one was the one that President Lyndon Johnson was worried about. And the reason he didn't initially want the commission to go forward in the first place was that what if the commission found that either the Soviet Union or Cuba was directly responsible for the assassination of an American president? Wouldn't that lead to war, perhaps even nuclear war? And that's not what the Warren Commission found. Obviously, I think that helped put that concern to rest. And in any case, I think President Johnson eventually decided that knowing the answer is better than not knowing the answer.
Separately, we both attended some days of the 9/11 Commission, not being able to attend the Warren Commission because we were youths, or you, Mart, we were very youthful. But the 9/11 Commission was not neat. It was all over the place, and there were many questions raised about its results. However, having observed it, we can expect that a January 6th Commission would not be neat, but it would allow everybody to voice their concerns and get it into the record, Jerry. I think that's what is helpful now, to have the Warren Commission in the record, because you cannot know everything at the time, and we'll learn over the course of time about what happened on January 6th. And your measure of the messiness, can we tolerate that messiness, given that it'll unearth the enmity that started it all?
Well, I think this is an important point, because there's a tendency to look back at these things, the 9/11 Commission and the Warren Commission, and say, well, of course there was going to be a commission. There had to be one. It was inevitable. Everybody surely agreed there should be. Well, that wasn't the case at all. There was a lot of disagreement about whether there should be a commission and a lot of political tension over it. In the 9/11 Commission case, there was a lot of tension before it was created in both parties, because people were afraid who is going to be blamed for not having the country prepared for a terrorist attack like this? And the Democrats worried the Clinton administration, which was not long out of power, might be blamed. And the Republicans worried the Bush administration, which was in power, would be blamed. And so it was not a foregone conclusion at all that there would be a 9/11 commission. And I think what the 9/11 commission did was not just answer a lot of questions. It did something very practical. It issued a lot of recommendations, 36 or so recommendations about things that could be done in the U.S. and by the U.S. government to prevent a repeat of 9/11. And you know what? We haven't had a repeat of 9/11, certainly not on that magnitude. And so that's a practical outcome that you would hope maybe a January 6th commission might be able to arrive at as well.
I was thinking your construction about the Bush and a Clinton administration, the Trump administration not long out of power could be blamed. The Biden administration not long in power could be blamed. Blame is the currency, right, Jerry? There's no reason to avoid it. We do it all the time. So what is there an extraordinary blame here that you can imagine?
Well, there's also the possibility that people might be exonerated. I mean, maybe from a Republican's point of view, I think there is a concern that this commission would just turn into a club to beat up Republicans and particularly former President Trump for the role they played in the January 6th commission. But it's also possible that there would be some exoneration, that it would be found that the people who broke into the Capitol on January 6th really were operating on their own, were loosely affiliated with the Trump campaign in terms of, you know, who they supported, but not driven by them and inspired by themselves, not by anybody. So, you know, yeah, there's the potential for assigning blame, but there's also the potential for giving people exoneration, saying essentially they don't need to be blamed. So I think you can't prejudge those kinds of questions. And I think the key in setting up this kind of thing is setting it up in such a way so that it will be seen as not just bipartisan, but independent, that it's not a political operation. It's an actual commission of esteemed American individuals who don't have a dog in the political fight and who really just want to get to the bottom of it.
Closure, Jerry. Will it give us closure? I did feel something of that when I attended the 9/11 commission, because I no longer had to just think that the building is burning. We could see it all over Manhattan. Will this give us closure on January 6th?
Not right away. I think that's probably, it would probably be too much, too optimistic, maybe even a little naive to think that there'll be closure because, you know, based on the emails that I get, there's plenty of disagreement about how serious January 6th really was and what the people who were involved in the riot at the Capitol were really trying to achieve. But I don't think you get the closure unless you have something that pushes you down that road. And I think that's one of the arguments for a commission. And as a point I try to make in the column is a question to think about is, what if there isn't a commission? Can you ever come to closure on something like this unless there's kind of a broadly accepted independent narrative about what happened on such a traumatic day to at least begin the process of coming to closure?
I want to answer about the Warren Commission because I wasn't there and I didn't get personally involved in a burning city. Without the Warren Commission, the theories get even crazier, Gary. Crazy.
Right. And look, there are entire books of crazy theories that were written even after the Warren Commission finished its work. So it didn't put an end to those by any means. And that would be the case, I suspect, on January 6th as well. But as I said, it provided a credible narrative explaining what happened and why in 1963 on November 22nd that most Americans accepted as the truth or as close as they would ever get to the truth. And the conspiracy theories became, you know, sort of fringe theories, not mainstream theories. And I think that's the service the Warren Commission provided to the country.
The House of Representatives has approved of a commission with 35 Republican votes, which is pretty close to bipartisan these days, Jerry. What about the Senate? Where are we? We have less than a minute.
You did 10 Senate votes from Republicans. Those aren't there now, at least it appears, but there's still a possibility there could be. There's also the possibility there could be some changes made in the structure of the commission to address some of the Republican concerns that it would be driven too much by Democrats and Democrats alone. So I think at this point it's unlikely it passes the Senate and probably dies, but not certain that that's the outcome.
Gerald Seib of The Wall Street Journal writes the Capital Journal column. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.